Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another mini show. How are you? I hope that you are very, very well. Now, lots of you fed back very positively about the chat with Dr. Rahul Jandial. So in this mini show, I will actually be doing something that I haven't done before, which is repeating a small section of the episode from Sunday in this show, because he did, at the end, he did like a 5 bullet point how to look after your brain strategy, which so many people have fed back on and just said was so helpful. So for anyone who hasn't had time to listen to the full show, or maybe is catching up on the podcast way out of sync and wants to get a taster, it's only a couple of minutes, and I thought I would put it in here as well, because it's a nice reminder of the things that we can all do that will make our brains a little bit healthier. But in addition to that, I also wanted to come on and in this midweek show talk about mental health again, if that's okay with you. And apologies if this next section is a little bit triggering. We will get to Dr. Jandial very soon. But at the time of publishing this podcast, in the UK, it's very recently the news that television presenter Caroline Flack died by suicide at the weekend. Now, obviously, there will be lots of reasons, there will be circumstances that we will never know that combined into this event, but it definitely threw up the something that Caroline said in a Instagram post really stuck with me when I looked back over the weekend, somewhat morbidly, about how she had tried to open up to a friend who had said that she was draining her or draining them. And I have been there. I remember just being very negative, being very down, not meaning to bring my friends down, being in a very desperate state, and a friend telling me to stop seeing everything in black and white and to lighten up. And obviously, you can't put that blame at that person's door, because your friends and your family aren't mental health professionals who can help you. So I just wanted to come on in this episode and say that if you are struggling, if you are in a place where your thoughts are very dark, maybe even poisonous, then this is the time to ask a professional. Your friends and family can only do so much. They are not mental health professionals, and they have also got the filter on their perspective of you, of their entire relationship with you, which means that they may not see or feel what you're trying to say to them as clearly as perhaps you think you are expressing it to them. This is of no fault. There is nothing but love, I am sure. But if you are struggling, please, I would just advise you, call the Samaritans. Go to your doctor, say that you can't be ignored and you would like talking therapy or counselling, but it is time to outsource, because I've been there. I know what it's like, and this isn't about me, and I don't want to become all self-indulgent, but the last sort of 48 hours, I've been thinking about nothing else, because if you have been near to that place or close to that place, it kind of sticks with you. And I've spoken to friends who have struggled in the past, and I think they are feeling similar things. And as much as you can feel as though you come out the other side, you always know that it can pull you back in. And although I personally feel quite buoyant right now, that's not to say that there aren't days when I can feel the tug of maybe some of the darkness pulling me back in, and I have to just, and I recognize it, and I can move away from it. But I just want to say that if you're in that space, if you feel that no one is understanding, it isn't because you're on your own. It isn't because you're not worthy of their time. It might just be time to outsource to a professional. So if you can, get to a therapist, get to a doctor. There are things like Talkspace, which you can almost like an online therapy session. I'm going to put all of the links to the resources in the show notes. I also did a podcast a while ago called How to Find a Therapist during Pod a Day in May in 2019. So I'll share the link to that, because those resources are still accurate and still valid. But I just want to say that obviously it's a horrible situation that has happened with Caroline. My heart goes out to her friends and family, her poor family. And regardless of the circumstances around it, just because it is very complicated, and I'm sure if you've seen any of the media coverage, you'll know that it's a really big topic. I just wanted to say that just that feeling of being a burden, feeling that you're a burden, oh God, it's a horrible feeling. And that's, if I could go back and give myself any advice when I felt similar feelings, it would be, it's because you're asking the wrong people. It's because you're waiting for the wrong people to see it. You have to just take ownership of it. Go and say, I need help to a professional. And in the UK, that means going to a GP and saying, I'm struggling, I'm scared, I desperately need to have some help with this because I'm not making any headway on my own. In fact, I feel like I'm backpedaling. So that's just my advice, whether it's to you or whether it is to somebody you know and love who you think might be struggling, gently encouraging them to maybe outsource to a mental health professional is the kindest thing that you can do to let them know that they are not a burden. Obviously, my DMs are always open, thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. On Instagram and Twitter, I'm at Emma Guns. You can always slide into my DMs, or you can always message me on Facebook. I will always try to get back to people. And if you are struggling and you're not sure, you're always very welcome to send me a message. And I will do my best to try and send you the links and resources that I think will be the most helpful. But again, I'm not a mental health professional, but I'm just saying, if you're listening to this podcast, you're never alone, because as much as you've got me, you've also got in that Facebook group thousands of other listeners who I'm sure would wrap you up in virtual hugs. Social media can be a horrible place, but I've seen nothing but the best of social media and the best of people in that Facebook group. So I do encourage you to join. The link is in the show notes. But in this mini show, as promised, I think it's time to get to Dr. Rahul Jandial's his five tips for ultimate brain health, but also it's just good health, good living, making good choices. And he was an excellent guest, and obviously you can listen to the full conversation, which was just under an hour with him, and I will put the link to that in the show notes. But if you just want a taste, or if you haven't got around to the full show yet, then or you've listened to it already and you just want to be reminded of those five tips, because I've had that from a few people as well, then here they are. Dr. Rahul Jandial, who is the author of Life Lessons from a Brain Surgeon and is a neurosurgeon and scientist, sharing his top five tips.
So I'll do rapid fire five things, and all of them are easy to do and high yield. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to add work to anybody's life. Please don't add work to mine. I want to choose the work I want to do. One would be consider skipping breakfast. The brain is a hybrid vehicle. When you don't eat for 16 hours, with much respect to the world who struggles to find food and food mm-hmm. hunger and quality food, that said, if you skip eating water, coffee is fine, for 16 hours, you run out of glucose. Mm-hmm. You're a coffee addict, so I had to throw that in there. Yeah, but you run out of glucose and then you don't die. Oh, your liver.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Turns fat into ketones. So the brain's a hybrid vehicle. For mental clarity, it's been shown that switching between glucose and ketones as a fuel for your brain is one way to do it. So it's not about what you eat. Mm-hmm. It's about the cadence of eating. Mm-hmm. So going without breakfast, having a meal at 2 o'clock and having the dinner before, that'll get you to 16, 17 hours easy. So try that a couple of times a week. And if you want to lose weight, just eat a lot less. This is not about weight loss. So that's my tip about the brain's a hybrid vehicle and why periods of food scarcity and 16, 17 hour stretches a couple of times a week would help. However that fits in, skipping breakfast is the easiest way. So that's what I do. Number two is deep breathing. It is your built-in Valium. I don't know what mindfulness is. I don't know what's going on in your mind or their mind. Our interior lives are private and sometimes even a mystery to ourselves. But deep breathing is a way to have the nerves that descend from the brain work in a dual direction. They are bilateral. They are two-lane roads. And so it's been shown, and there's actually a surgical study where they measured real electricity, not just people's opinions. Mm. So deep breathing with 3 seconds in, hold for 3 seconds and 3 seconds out. That is a resource to you. That is your built-in Valium. Is that as effective? Is that no? But this is the toolkit with which you can try to tackle self-improvement. Mm-hmm. And it's free. It's not, no, there's nothing to sell. These are things that are available to ourselves. The other thing I would say is change the food you eat. I'm not trying to punish anybody, but there is no treatment for dementia. But there is the prevention of dementia is well established. Decades of studies, thousands of people across countries. And it's called the MIND diet, which is really a parallel to the cardiac diet. It's a Mediterranean diet. So if when you do choose to eat, so there's the cadence of eating, and then there's what you are ingesting. It's not the indulgence, a burger, a cake, you go in somebody's house for a party. This is not a time. I mean, you know, that's not the time to be so strict that you're disrupting your social interaction. I don't believe in that. Mm-hmm. But it's in the daily routines, what you put in should be mostly plants, mm-hmm. beans, occasional fatty fish, some red wine. That doesn't sound like a difficult diet. And that diet, flavonoids are these little things in the plants, the antioxidants. Fatty fish has omega-3s that actually wrap the tentacles in your brain. So there's an explanation to each one of those. Mm. Red wine is actually, you know, juice from a plant. And so that kind of living, coffee is right in front of us and proven. Mm. And we don't have to believe in a cult or a guru or somebody with a microphone standing in front of you saying this or that. Yoga and meditation is free. It's available to everyone. The elitism with the self-help industry bothers me. Mm-hmm. And actually, they exploit the complexity of the brain, our lack of understanding of the brain, and I would say, and they cannot explain why their self-help tips really work, to sell things to us.
Yeah, because new clothes.
Yeah. It's the ultimate scam. We are being lied to about ourselves, our brains and mind. The cadence of eating, what you're eating, deep breathing, meditated deep breathing. There are apps for that, how you set that cadence so that works. Mm-hmm. And all these things have proof. Exercising a little bit. So what I would say is I live in the land of Brad Pitt and Bradley Cooper, which is fantastic, but that's...
I'm going to need your address.
I want to do a live interview. I don't know them, but they're there. And but those beach bodies is not really what you need to get to, because mm-hmm. that is an obstacle for people who think, how will I get there? I'm just starting. The brain responds from doing just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And the biggest yield is not sitting, but standing and walking. Mm-hmm. So if you can walk briskly for a half hour, a couple of times a week, you're getting 80% of the result for that. And the last tip I would say, the fifth thing enjoy yourself if you can. Think a little bit. It's thinking flesh. Mm-hmm. If we wanted bigger biceps, we know what to do. If we want a healthier brain, it is built and designed to think. And so thinking, learning, reading, taking a different route mm-hmm. home, challenging yourself a little bit, trying to learn a new language, you don't have to get good at it. Just trying to do mm-hmm. new things as a habit a couple of times a week. Not all day, because we have work to do. I think these are the simple things that are there that you could change without spending money. Mm. And, you might feel better about yourself and your life.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.